There are loads of positives, some rusty parts as well. You know, first and foremost, it's never about the result pre-season. Yeah, of course you want to win every game. I love winning. I want to win every game, but it's about getting the boys through the games. We prepare meticulously, minutes training to match the game minutes. So you saw today was 60-30. Everybody had a double session yesterday in our team. So I knew there was going to be tired legs. And I knew there'd be some rusty performances, but on the whole, really pleased today. Loads of positives. Scored two really good goals, and arguably could have another five or six. And things out of possession, we're a little bit rusty at times, out of possession, and Bromley, you know, easily could have scored again or another two. So I think myself and Neil Smith really pleased with the workout today.
When you say they had a double session yesterday, that first half was as good a pre-season 45 minutes as you'll see anywhere this season.
Yeah, I think at times we used the ball well. You know, I'd like us to have pressed maybe a little bit higher, a bit faster at times, but. You know, on hold, a double session yesterday, a real physical one and a heavy weights one. You knew there was going to be times when the players were going to be leggy. And I think we see that with some of the aerial challenges. You know, we didn't quite get off the floor. But that's expected. You know, we have to factor that in. We're still right in the heartbeat of pre-season at the start where, you know, it's a real tough 2 weeks for them. You know, so we get Dartford out of the way and hopefully the boys start feeling a little bit fresher going into the Crawley game.
And you'd said before that this game in particular, you'd reverse it around so that the players who did 30 minutes today would get 60 against Dartford, and then the players who did 60 today would get a half an hour against them.
Well, certainly the boys that didn't start today, you know, be looking to start on Tuesday to get their minutes, and then I'll judge whether the other boys that started, whether some of them need to go or not. You know, it'd be a competitive squad that goes. You know, certainly the youngsters will be seen again by the fans to look over them. And for me, really, you know, what am I going to see in Steve Morrison in 20 minutes at Dartford? You know, so, you know, things like that. But I might see a lot more in Alfie Pavey, for example. So, you know, it'd be a good squad that goes, be full of first team players. Whether the whole squad goes, I'll have to debate that on Monday and Tuesday morning. But where we're at so far, fitness-wise, is I'm really pleased with.
And you've got some youngsters, obviously, at this time of season that are playing with the first team squad. And there's a few knocking on the door, aren't there? Like Jamie Philpott's catching the eye.
Yeah, Jamie does well. You know, we play 4-4-2, and he's a runner in behind, and he knows where the goal is. But you know, the things like the young fullbacks, people like James Brown and Noah Chesman. You know, they've only just turned 18, but they're capable players. They've got the modern attributes to be good fullbacks in the modern day game, and they suit our style of play. So you know, they'll be given an opportunity. As always, and as you can see here, out of a 22 man squad, you know, we're probably looking at, you know, at least 12 or 13 players under the age of 23. You know, and that's the way our club's going.
Of course, you've brought three in so far this summer. Yeah. Will that be it? Will you be looking to improve? Will you be looking to strengthen in certain areas? You've obviously done some good business with free agency so far.
Yeah, well, we'd like the boys we brought in. We've seen a lot of them. Every sign is a gamble because you're replacing somebody that might have fitted your style. So you're bringing somebody in that's not played in your team before. Bringing a Steve Morrison, a Jimmy Abdu, a Tony Craig in, you know what you're getting. Bringing new boys that haven't played for their club, there's always a chance that they don't fit or they're not going to fit in. The boys, from what I've seen so far, have been outstanding, really fitted into the group. Will they be the last players? Possibly not. I said all along that I would certainly give the boys here an opportunity, the youngsters, to impress first. If I look at the squad come sort of the end of this month and the start of August, and I think we need to add something, then I won't hesitate. But at the moment, I certainly want to make sure these players are given every opportunity to impress the manager.
Just finally, Neil, you're still 3 weeks away from the season. It's fair to say we've had quite a lot of football to watch over the summer as well, with everything around us, and yet over 1,000 people come out here today, a lot of Millwall fans cheering the team on today. You must be so impressed with that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's brilliant. I think this game here and Dartford, Dover, Welling, all the local games, they're going to be an opportunity for the fans to see the new players and you know, just to see that they're idols for the first time. No, we're always appreciative that if we play local games and our fans are come. As ever, it's a brilliant workout today against a really good side, a really competitive side. But also it gives the opportunity for our local clubs to get gate receipts to boost their budget for the season, and we're mindful of that, and that's, we want to be that community club. We want to build our links with the local sides. We're playing, then we go to Dulwich with a squad next week as well, same day as the first team go to Crawley, but there'll be a good squad goes to Dulwich as well. You know, these are important links for us. You know, they're important links for us because you know, we would like to send our players out to local clubs on loan. Local clubs would certainly like to take some of our young players on show because they're quality players. And it's important for us that we build those foundations and those relationships.